The Liberty Bell declared liberty, but this time already 7 years earlier than expected. Note, the following article is fictional and written by me, Peter Freeman. However, I would very much like that article to become reality. Can you, dear reader, help me to turn the article into reality? Philadelphia, America. The Liberty Bell in Philadelphia has the following text inscribed on it. Proclaim liberty throughout all the land unto all the inhabitants thereof. The liberty spoken of is not a liberty from a foreign army, but a liberty from debt slavery. The words on the bell come from the third book of Moses and refer to the year of the Jubilee, which is to be observed every 50 years. But the situation as of the end of 2020 necessitates urgently a release from or cancellation of all debts, especially debts owed to the banks. If the debts to the banks would not be cancelled, we could expect an even greater rise of people who can't pay their rent or their mortgages and therefore would end up homeless in the streets or lose their business location because they would need to pay rent, which they cannot afford, to keep their store open. Jesus proclaimed the year of Jubilee in 27 AD, at the age of 30, when he read from the chapter 61 of the book of Isaiah. Therefore, we can conclude that the next year of Jubilee would be in the year 2027. But because the situation is so urgent as of the end of 2020, the Liberty Bell was rung 7 years early, so that all the people could get released from their enslaving debt, whether that is mortgage debt, student loan debt, business loans, or personal debts. Now the mayor calls for the implementation of a new monetary system which is not based on debt, like the current one is, and also for the redistribution of all the land of the state to suit the needs of every family so that every family can have enough land to produce its own food and live in their own house on that land. People interested to contribute to the implementation of a new alternative currency, one which, unlike the Federal Reserve dollar, is not based on debt, please contact the mayor to help restructuring the local economy in a good direction. The same applies for people who know how to farm and who can estimate how much land would roughly be necessary to feed a family from the produce of their own land. Thank you in advance for your cooperation. The Mayor of Philadelphia. Bible verses for reference. Luke chapter 4, verses 16 to 21. And he, meaning Jesus, came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, and, as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day, and stood up for to read. And there was delivered unto him the book of the prophet Isaiah. And when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written, The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. And he closed the book, and he gave it again to the minister, and sat down. And the eyes of all them that were in the synagogue were fastened on him. And he began to say unto them, This day is this scripture fulfilled in your ears. Leviticus 25, verses 8 to 13. And thou shalt number 7 Sabbaths of years unto thee, 7 times 7 years, and the space of the 7 Sabbaths of years shall be unto thee 49 years. Then shalt thou cause the trumpet of the Jubilee to sound on the 10th day of the 7th month. In the Day of Atonement shall ye make the trumpet sound throughout all your land. And ye shall hallow the 50th year, and proclaim liberty throughout all the land unto all the inhabitants thereof. It shall be a jubilee unto you, and ye shall return every man unto his possession, and ye shall return every man unto his family. A jubilee shall that 50th year be unto you. Ye shall not sow, neither reap that which groweth of itself in it, nor gather the grapes in it of thy vine undressed. For it is the jubilee, it shall be holy unto you. Ye shall eat the increase thereof out of the field. In the year of this Jubilee ye shall return every man unto his possession. Isaiah 61, verses 1 to 4. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He hath sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord, and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. And they shall build the old wastes, they shall raise up the former desolations, and they shall repair the waste cities, the desolations of many generations.